You're tuned into the Palestine Solidarity Sessions, a special presentation of CKUT. In-depth interviews, voices, and analysis on what we can do as ordinary people to stand up for Palestine. For more information, visit ckut.ca/news.
With me here is Hala Marley from Paju. Before we start talking about Paju, can you introduce yourself? What do you do? And maybe giving us a little bit about historical kind of background of Paju. What is Paju?
Perfect. So my name is Hala Marley Yassin. I work with the Paju, Palestinian and Jewish Unity. I've been a board member for the past year. Paju is a human rights organization that explicitly recognizes the right of the Palestinian people to national existence and to live in security. We condemn all violations of human rights. Our group is made out of Jews, Palestinians, and other Canadians because the Palestinian cause is a human cause. It transcends religious beliefs. So... Also, if you want to know about Paju when it was founded, so it was founded in the year 2000 by Bruce Katz, who is a Jewish Canadian, and Rizq Faraj, a Palestinian Canadian, and sadly, Rizq Faraj left us in 2009, but his spirit is still with Paju.
And if you can tell us more about the mandate of the organization, what is your goal? What are you working for?
Well, of course, we want to promote peace in the Middle East and especially for Palestine, but mostly we do education to the public on the Palestinian question. We have also a charter, so you can go see on our website, pajumontreal.org, and you have all the information about Paju and our beliefs.
And do you guys support BDS?
Of course, we were actually one of the founders of BDS Quebec, and we're working with several organizations, collaborating with several of them. Also, we were one of the main founders of Coalition pour la Justice et la Paix en Palestine, CGPP, Coalition for the Justice and Peace in Palestine.
Can you, for our listeners who still don't know what is BDS, can you... It's boycott, divestment, and sanction. Can you give us a little bit of background? What does it mean?
Well, BDS was asked by us from the Palestinian civilians in 2005. So basically, they're asking us to pressure our governments because, you know, we can give money, we can go demonstrate, but to be more efficient, they wanted us to adopt that campaign, which worked in South Africa, by the way. So there's a lot of information for BDS Quebec. You can go on bdsquebec.ca or bdsmovement.net. Also, an application for iPhone is coming soon, so the people can know what to boycott and what to do.
We are trying from this Palestine Solidarity Sessions, we're trying to get people, get information about all the different organizations. Paju is one of them, and maybe to get them, encourage them to get involved in this organization. Can you tell us a little bit about Paju in particular? What do people need to know? If someone is listening and they want to get involved, how do they do that?
Well, for the past 14 years, Paju has been involved in every aspect of pro-Palestinian solidarity in Montreal. In the past, we used to do weekly vigil at the Israeli consulate, but since they moved to a quieter area, we switched. We were also doing a vigil in front of Indigo chapters, and now obviously they're closing, so we are we're happy for that. For the past 4 years, Paju holds a boycott vigil in front of Naot. It's a shoe store. It's 3941 Saint-Denis Street in Montreal on Saturdays, every Saturday from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. So even if it's minus 40, if it's raining, sunny, we're always there. People can join us, and we distribute flyers to the people so they know that they need to boycott. They can meet us, talk to us, share their ideas. Also, now choose why we chose it. It's because... its factory, it's in an illegal colony, And 68% of Nachos is owned by Shamrock Holdings, which also owns nearly 18% of Ahava Dead Sea products that we also need to boycott. We also do demos like for the Nakba commemoration in the middle of May. We do concerts, and you remember August 1st, the night demo, which was a great success.
Yeah, yeah,
also, we're going to be in the People's Social Forum in Ottawa. And it's from August 21st to 24th, and we have a workshop and a full day dedicated for Palestine. And we're also, we want to do a forum in September in Montreal, so people can come and join and share everything. We can be like a big family. And people who want to be members, they can go on pajoumontreal.org. There's a section to be a member. It's $10 per year. It helps us finance our activities, and they can be in our mailing list. And basically, once they get to know Pajou, if they want to get more involved with the emails, we ask them to share information either on Facebook, especially social media nowadays. So, and also they can come to our meetings and help us in the volunteer work.
And all this information is on the site, so the time of the meeting and everything.
Exactly. And we, since someone, if someone is a member, they're going to receive an email. So telling them all the information. Also, we have a page on Facebook, so they can follow us on Facebook.
So the first step is be a member, and then you get the email, and then be come to the meeting. And then from there, people will know how to, they can contribute to your activities.
Exactly. And if they don't, they don't want to be members, they can still come join us in our vigils and in our demos. Everybody's welcome.
So do you accept donation if someone want to help financially?
Yes, we do accept donations. It's as when we become members, you send a check, and the address is on the website too.
So finally, can you just remind us the website where people can go get information?
Perfect. So it's Pajou, P-A-J-U. Montreal.org.
Actually, I have one last question. Because it's Palestinian and Jewish unity, do people who volunteer, they have to be Palestinian or Jewish?
No, absolutely not.
Just to make it clear.
Yes, everybody is invited. I mean, most of our members are Jews, but I'm Syrian, and we have French Canadians. We have all the backgrounds in Pajou.
So open to everyone.
Open to everyone.
Well, thank you, Hala, for being
Thank you so much for the invitation.
You just heard the Palestine Solidarity Sessions, a special presentation of CKUT Radio. For more information on this series or to download other segments, visit ckut.ca/news. Follow us on Twitter at CKUTNews with the hashtag CKUTPalestine or email news@ckut.ca. For weekly in-depth coverage on Palestine and Palestine Solidarity Initiatives, tune in to Under the Olive Tree, Thursdays at 11 a.m., or follow them on Facebook. We wish you all a free, free Palestine. Free, free Palestine. Free, free Palestine.